The korban does not need the mitzvah sagosha. You know why? Shein abo beglal atzma. It's not coming by itself. So we're saying that the minchas karma, minchas koyim mashiach, b'yis beglal atzma. What about the minchas that a kohen brings, the minchas that a kohen gadol brings every single day? So I would have thought this said that since they come by themselves with their own chiyuv, they don't come with the korban. It comes by itself. So maybe yochol yeituna sagosha. Maybe there's a mitzvah sagosha by the minchas kohanim also. Talmud Lomah, this pasuk says no regisha. Mashmoni, some of them, and not all of them. They were excluding a minchas kohanim, a minchas kohen gadol that does not need a mitzvah, that does not have the mitzvah of hagosha. Rabbi Gemara, miboyle legufei sheituna hagosha. We need the pasuk for itself to teach us that there's such a mitzvah of hagosha. It can be medai, it's a meat. The Gemara says min vehegish vehegisha. Just should have said vehegish. Why does it say vehegisha? It's a diyuk, only this and not something else. That there's a miyut, another korban, another mincha does not need hagosha. So Moshe says, how do you ever say this? Well, my way is the rabbis to share menachas. Well, how do you know to say that, oh, the menachas need the mitzvah of hagosha? Just not the minchas kanu and minchas koyim mashiach. How do you know to say this? So Moshe says, yes, the svar is like this. Now, by me, Shah Menachas, I include other Menachas, Shiesh Men Leishim, Uboyis Biglal Atzman, Fiesh Men Lekahanim, that a regular Mincha has everything. A regular Mincha, part of it, the Kemitz is burnt, it comes by itself, and also there's part of it that's eaten by the Kahanim. That's a regular Mincha. If so, Moitzi, Ani Shtei Halechem, Lechem Aponim. I take out of this cloud the Shtei Lechem, Lechem Aponim has brought that does not need Hagoshom, because no part of it is being burnt. I take out of this a mincha. The sochim shein abo beglal atzman doesn't come by itself. It becomes the chalal achiyuv of another korban. Or minchas kanu minchas of kohen mashiach. I also take out the regular mincha that the kohen brings. Or mincha that the kohen gadol brings that they do not need hagosha. Why? Shein mehem lekahanim. There's no part of it that's eaten by the kohanim. The whole thing is burnt. So therefore, only these special menachos, these three types, do not have hagosha, but all shar menachos have hagosha. Now, as the Moshe says, the pasuk says for Harim that you have to take the kemitza out of the mincha and you go to burn it. The pasuk says for Harim hakoyim min hamincha as kerosa v'yitu hamizbech yisharet nechoch l'Hashem. So now the Moshe asks the question: Yochol b'kli, maybe you have to make the mitzvahs, maybe you have to make the kemitza with the kli. The kohen has to use a kli, a spoon, to take out a kemitza. Talmud Lomah says in another place of the equal world, the Harim Mimenu Bekumtse. You take out Bekumtse Mashma with your hands. Is Maha Rama Hamura Lahalim Bekumtse? Just like the Rama that says in the Rav, it means there with your hands, with the clean hands, he takes out the Kemitza. Is Afha Rama Hamura Kan Yehiros and Vyikra Beis. And it says the Harim also means Bekumtse. With his own hands, he takes out the three fingerfuls of the Mincha and not with the Kli. Now the Mishnah says, "Elu tuna tenufa v'yain tuna hagosha." These are the menachos that have a mitzvah of tenufa. You have to pick it up first, but there's no mitzvah to make bring it closer towards the mizbeach v'yain tuna hagosha. Lug shemen shel mitzera v'yashamay. The lug shemen that a mitzera brings, the pasuk says, "V'yom hashmini ikach nekvosim v'kakrein yasakev esrecha v'yikru v'yisra loshem v'yas lug hashemen." So this thing, the Lug HaShemen and the Oshem that the Mitzvah brings, the Pasuk says clearly, so Tnufa you need, but not Hagosha. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Yos Bikurim needs Tnufa. But Hagosha is no mitzvah Hagosha. We'll see in the Gemara. V'yemurei Shalma Yochid, Tishkamim of regular Yochid. So the emurim, the chalovim that has burnt on the mizbeach, also there's a mitzvah tenufa, but there's no mitzvah hagosha. The chazov v'sheik shalhen. So not only the chalov, not only the fat, but even the chazov v'sheik, even the thighs and the leg of it of a shalmi yochid, that these two parts are given to the kohanim, they also need a tenufa. And the pasuk says, Sheik HaTruma V'Chazor HaTenufa Ali Shech Lovim Yavi Lohan Tenufa L'Fnei Hashem. So you have to have a Tenufa both by the Emurim of Shlomim and the Wadin, the Chazor V'Sheik that's given to the Kohen, also is part of the Tenufa. Now, Echad Anoshim, where the man brings the Shlomim, the Echad Anoshim, where the lady brings the Noshim. Avoloi Biacherim, but not if a Goy brings it. And we'll see in the Gemara, it doesn't only mean to say a Goy, but what didn't mean an Isha also. Even though the korban of an Isha needs Tanufa, but an Isha does not do the Tanufa. It has to be done by an Ish, by a man, and not by an Isha. Now, Ushpei HaLechem, that's brought on Shavuos, or Shnei Kivsi HaTzeres. Also, there's a mitzvah Tanufa without a mitzvah Hagosha. Ketzer Uwaisa, how do we bring the Shpei HaLechem? And the Kivsi HaTzeres is Noisein Shpei HaLechem Agab Shnei Kvosim. You put the Shpei HaLechem on top of the Shnei Kvosim. And you put your two hands, the coins, two hands, underneath. Moinuch, or maybe, Mal or Moirid. Moinuch goes forwards, maybe brings back to him, Mali brings it up, or Moirid brings it down again. Shneva the Pasuk says, Asher Hunaf, Fi Asher Huram. Mashkut Tznufa, and Haram also, you have to pick it up and bring it down. So, Hunaf, the Pshat is that's her Locha Vavor, like outwards and in. And Behirim, that means up and down. Now, Tanufa Hoysa Bemizrach. The Tanufa was done on the Mizrach side of the Azaro. But the Hagosha the Marav, whenever there was a Mitzvah Hagosha, that had to been done on the Marav side, the Karen Dremis Maravis of the Mizbeach. Or Tanufa is Kredmis Lagoshis. A Mincha that had to have both Tanufa and Hagosha, so first you do the Tanufa, and then you do the Hagosha. Mincha Soimel, or Minchas Kinoyit, the Saita brings Tunas Tanufa for Agosha, needs both of them. The needs are Tanufa with Agosha. Lechem Aponim is brought on Shabbos, or Minchas Nesachim, and Minchas brought with Korbin, right Tanufa for Agosha, needs neither. Not a mitzvah Tanufa, and not a mitzvah Agosha. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon says that Shloisha Minim Tunim Shalosh Mitzvahs. There are three types of Korbonis that have three mitzvahs to them, which is mainly the same thing, smicha, tenufa, and the tenufa chazov v'sheik. The tenufa of the korban is done when it's alive, and the tenufa chazov v'sheik is done when achas shechita. So, shloisha minim, tunim, shalosh mitzvahs, shtayim, mecholachas v'yachas, two of these mitzvahs apply to all of them, v'yashlishi ein b'hem, but the third one, they don't have it. In other words, these three mitzvahs are found between the different type of kabbonis, and it explains like this. V'yeluhein, zivchei shalmit yochid, when the shlomim is brought by yochid, or as the zivchei shalmit tibra, by the shnei kvosim that's brought on shruis, that's the shlomim of the tibra. V'yash shalmit tzora, the okra v'noshim that the tzora brings, or as the zivchei now. These are the three types of kabbonis. A shalmit yochid, a shalmit tibra, and a shalmit tzora. So like this. Zivchei shalmit yochid, when a yochid brings the shlomim, Tunin Smicha Chayim, the Smicha has to be done when the korb is still alive. Or Tanufa Shutim, you only have to do a Tanufa after the animals, after the Shchita, not when it's alive. For you ain't done Tanufa Chayim, but there's no Tanufa when the animal's alive. That's by regular Shlomim of a Yochid. What about Zivche Shal Metziba? What about by Shavuos, when the Tziba brings the Shlomim, the Kivsi Aferis? They are Tunin Tanufa Chayim Shutim. They're the mitzvah to make a Tanufa when it's alive, and after Shechita. You make a Tanufa twice, once before Shechita, once after Shechita. But the Yain Ben Smicha, there's no mitzvah Smicha. The Yasha Mitzvah, though, when the Mitzvah brings his Rosham, Tuna Smicha, there's a mitzvah Smicha, or Tanufa Chai, and you have to make a Tanufa, lift it up, when the animal's still alive. But the Yain Ben Tanufa Shachat, after the animal, after the Shechita, then there's no mitzvah Tanufa. So these three mitzvahs of the Smicha, a tenufa when the animal is alive, a tenufa leachas shechita, it applies to these three korbanos. But each korban, you only have two of the mitzvahs. You do not have all three mitzvahs, but any one a korban. Now the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan, learn like this." The pasuk says in Vayikra Yudalid, "V'hikriv oisai li'osham." Is by the mitzvah we have to bring this korban osham, v'yes lug Hashem, and with the lug of oil that he brings. And the pasuk says clearly, "V'heinif oisam tenufa." They have to make a tenufa, pick them both up. Malamna comes to teach us, share tunim tenufa, ki echad, the tenufa has to be done together, like our Mishnah says. You have to lift up the lug shemen shemetzera with its osham. Uminayin, how do I know? Shimheinif zebiyatsma yotz. I don't know the b'dievid. If you pick up just the oshrim by itself and just the luk shem and shomitzer also, you yotz b'dievid. The pasuk says vikriv oyser liyoshem. Shimheinif. If to say could be done with the by the oshrim by itself. Rashi says the mashma v'heinif al luk mechude koi. As it says, Lashon V'heinif, on the Lug, it says, V'heikriv Oysa L'yoshim, then V'yeslug HaShem V'heinif. So you could darshan V'heinif on the Lug Shem by itself. That's why nobody ever, if you just do each one separately, it's also your Yotzer V'mitzvah. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yonif V'yachsev Yonif, maybe you have to do it twice. In other words, first do them both together, and then do them separately. Rashi says, "Lekayim mashnim aviyach luk Hashem v'heinif." That's mashma separately also. So I would have to say, maybe lechili you have to do both. First, do a tenufa both together, and then do a tenufa separately. So at Yoch, I would have to say, Yonif, the Yach says the Yonif, make one tenufa and then a second one. On this note, Tom Levin, the pasuk says, tenufa, the late tenufas, mashma only one lifting and not twice. Now the pasuk says, lefnei Hashem. Yafta made the tenuf l'fnei Hashem, so the Mizrach, which means on the east side, that's called l'fnei Hashem. Ay, the Oma, we said, l'fnei Hashem, yochel amarev, maybe means on the Marav side. Amru, we say no, hani nili mincha b'yikri chattis, v'chattis tuni yisayid, v'keren dremis Mizrachas, v'hoi lehoi lo yisayid, that boy yichattis did have to be put on the yisayid. And the dreamless Mizrach is that corner did not have a Yisrael on the Mizbeach. I will talk about over here by the mitzvah of Tnufa, Lefnei Hashem Kirin and Bayes, on the Mizrach side, this is considered Lefnei Hashem. Rashi Rayamati said by Kaimach Rabin one before, Kabi Hagosha, the Minch of Hashem, Taina Bamaruf, over there with Asha, when it says the person Lefnei Hashem, it means on the Maruf side. And here you're saying it's on the Mizrach side. So my answer is, when do we say it? Only by Echatis. Yechsiv Kodesh Kedosh Mikachatis, and the Chatis needs the Yisrael. Rashi says Yechsiv Beim V'Yeskol Adam Yishotach HaYisrael, and we know the Kerem is Rochas Remis, but not have Yisrael, like it says in Masech Dimidis. That Yisrael Beim Malach Apnei Kol Atzofen V'Apnei Kol Amarav, they have the Yisrael. So therefore, why the Chatis has to be done on the Marav side? Over here, for the Mitzvah Tznu form, it does not need the Yisrael. Here, Mizrach is also considered Lefnei Hashem. Now the Mishnah says, V'yavikurim k'divu Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Also there's a mitzvah tenufa. So Moses says, my Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, where is this Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? Titani will learn this, a pasuk in Devarim. For lo'kach ha'koyin the koyin takes, Lima comes to teach us ala bikurim, she'etu the tenufa. Divu Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that's this pasuk of lo'kach ha'koyin that it says, by bikurim, that the koyin has to pick it up, that there's this mitzvah tenufa. So Moses says, my time with the Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, what's his time? How do we know to darshan from V'lokach that it means the lashon of tenu for lifting it up? So Moses says he holds Goma Yad Yad Mishlomim. He learns about Xerah Shava Yad Yad from the Kol Mishlomim. Sivok, it says over here, V'lokach HaKoyin HaTenu MiYodcho. The Koyin should take the tenu from your hands. Look, Sivosim, it says over there, Yod of Tifiyenu, that your hand brought it. So Ma Kan Koyin. Aflahalan koin, just like by Bikurim, it says the word clearly, Vlokach HaKoyin, the koin has to take it. So I've been by Shlomim also, when it says Yodav to Vienu, it means the koin should take it. And Aflahalan Bailim, just by the Shlomim, it says you need the Bailim Meshach to Nufim, is Afkan Bailim, and also by the Bikurim, also you need the Bailim. So you're learning out one from the other. So first you're learning out the mitzvah tenufa that it applies to Bikurim, and also just like the Bikurim it says Koyin, it applies to Shlomim, and just like by Shlomim it means the Bailim, who are doing by Bikurim also means the Bailim. So Hakeitzah, how does it come out? Because mashma, the tenufa has to be done with both. It has to be done with both with the Koyin and with the Bailim. So Hakeitzah, how does it come out? So Moses says yes, that Koyin in Yechiyodai Ta'achashidai Bailim Umeinuf. The Kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the Bailim, and together they make a tenufa. That's the way the tenufa is done, both by Bikurim and by Shlomim. So Moses says, V'leima nami, why does the Mishnah also say, K'divu Reb Yehuda, that your quote of Yehuda also Bikurim needs tenufa. The time is done like this. Reb Yehuda says, when the person says by Bikurim, v'hinachtei, he dashin to zu tenufa. That means there's a mitzvah tenufa, you have to pick it up. Atrem, you're telling me zu tenufa means tenufa, oi enoi ele hanrocha, maybe it only means hanrocha. So Morris says yes. Keshuem, when the person says v'hinichoi, it says already v'hinichoi. Hare hanrocha, but the Bikurim you have to put down near the mizveach. If so, romani mekayim v'hinachtei, what's the other pasuk that v'nachtei? Zu tnufa, that there's a mitzvah tnufa. The quote of Yudid, there's a mitzvah tnufa by Bikurim also. So what is the Mishnah say quote of Rezav and Yaakov? It could even go a quote of Yudid also. So what it says, Amar Reva, or in the pasuk by Akrasa Tchila, that with Rezav and Yaakov, he's dashed with the beginning of the pasuk. That she says, Lachu neko Rezav and Yaakov, Mishum, hu yalef, taima, miyadav, duresh dekrol, since he dashes from the beginning of the pasuk, that's where the Gemara takes his Russia, and only, that's where the Mishnah brings him down. Then the Chlam, it's also going to come from Yehuda. But not from Yitzchak Gomar, Hoya Barav Gavre, he was a great person. Rashi says, Shuchachem B'Yosef, he was a great Chachem of Rezab and Yaakov. The Kailan, because the Gemara in Ervin says, Mishnah from Rezab and Yaakov is Kavanaki. That's why the Mishnah says of Rezab and Yaakov over Yehuda. Then the Mishnah says, V'yemure Shalmei Yochid, V'chazer V'shoik Shalhem. That there's a mitzvah tenufa to pick up the club by the Kohen Shlamin, the Yemurim and the Chazav Hashem that's given to the Kohanim. And Echor HaNashim, Yechor HaNashim, the Yisrael, Avalod Yachayim, who had been a Kohen from a man, a Kohen from an Isha, that by Yisrael has the mitzvah tenufa, and not by Yachayim. So Moses says, my Kohen, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Rashi says, Rashi could tell me, Yechor HaNashim, Yechor HaNashim, what does it tell me? Avalod Yachayim, HaNashim, HaNashim, HaNashim. First it's mashma a korban isha needs to move her, and then it's mashma only by a cherim, he's only by a man, and not by an isha. So my comment, what does the Mishnah mean to say? So when it says, I'm Rav Yehuda Hapi, comment what the Mishnah mean to say. Echa da nashim, v'yecha nashim, whether it's a man or whether it's a lady. Korban, tumut tenufa, yes, the korban needs tenufa. But a tenufa atzma, who does the actual tenufa? Who has to lift up the emurim and the chazav ashok of the korban shlamim, the Yisrael, Avalei biyad nashim, only by a man does the tenufa, and not by a lady. Even though her korban needs tenufa, but the actual mitzvah tenufa is done by Yisrael by Anish, and not by Anisha. Tell me about what about this? The pasuk says, "Bnei Yisrael manifin, so Yidashin v'yemer dikachavim manifin," and not a goy cannot do the tenufa. Bnei Yisrael manifin, and the same thing v'yad nashim manifes. A lady cannot do the mitzvah of tenufa. And Rabbi Yossi says. But see, do we find Shechel HaKakos, because there are many differences between Korban Yisrael and Korban HaKakosim. There are differences. And the Korban Hashem also, that the Smicha, by the Mitzvah Smicha, there are differences. So we dash in B'nai Yisrael, the Yain B'nai Yisrael, same place. The Rashi of the Tanya, the first kind of ratio, B'nai Yisrael, the Samach, is also Jewish, the B'nai Yisrael, same thing. They don't have the same thing. The Korban of a is smicha. The same thing, B'nai Yisrael Semcha, they don't have the same place. But Anisha does not do smicha. So you find by the mitzvah smicha, there's a difference only Korban Yisrael and not a Korban of Anisha, a Korban of a Goy. If so, Yochel may be nechlek b'tenufa. Maybe the same thing is by tenufa also. Rashi says, Shalom, ye Korban, Rashi, and Rizach, to the tenufa. To Yisrael, maybe the Korban does not need tenufa altogether. Not only that an Isha has to do it, and not an Isha, but maybe it's not Mechuvim to be fair together. Yochel Nechle B'Tznufa, the Gemara says, Lay, that no, Mali Cholek B'Smicha Shah Smicha B'Bailim. Why? Smicha is different, because Smicha has to be done by the Bailim. See, there's a difference of only the Israeli does it, and not an Isha, and not a Grey. Now, Shayke Nechle B'Tznufa Shah Tznufa B'Kanim. Anyway, who does the Tznufa? The Kanim do it. So therefore, the Kanim can do it. Rashi is v'yichon, mandi kuchav, and v'noshim, lasos kohen shliach, that they can make the kohen to do it. So it's mustavar is even by a kohen of an akum, or by korban of an akum, or by the korban of an isha, it also needs tenufa. In came of Saul, I wish that I would swear, matam lema b'nei Yisrael, what does it say b'nei Yisrael, first with Ashton, b'nei Yisrael menifim, v'yay mandi kuchav and menifim, that a great does not do the actual mitzvah. And a chanami, it's korban needs tenufa, through a kohen, but not through the great. And the same thing, B'nai Yisrael Manifim, V'yein HaNashim Manifim, that a Yisrael does the Tenufa, and not Benisha Ben Anoshim Minifois. So Kitzvah, according to this, that both the korban of a goy and the korban of an isha needs tenufa. The Mishnah just would say it's done by a chayim, it's done by Yisrael, by a kohen, and not with an isha, not with a goy. Tanya, if another person like this, the person is bnei Yisrael, only yellow bnei Yisrael, only a korban of bnei Yisrael needs tenufa. Gerim v'yavodim Yisrael minayin tamloy ma'amakrif, that korban also needs tenufa. So makrif Rashi says Rashi called whoever brings it. Ayeni, maybe not that way. Elizeh Kreina Makri just means the Kreina that brings it. He does it Tanufa. But not to be Marba, the Korban of a Gerim over Evan Meshuchram. Kishuom, the Pesach says, Yodim Tithienu, Haray Bailam Omer, that's the Bailam. Okay, so as it come out, Koyen Meniach Yodim Takas Yad the Bailam Omenif. That the Kreina puts his hands underneath the Yad of the Bailam and together they make a Tanufa. So that's something more before. The Renech Lanu will marbo the korban of the gerim only to chazim that there is a mitzvah tenufa. The pasuk says a makriv, and you want to say maybe a makriv means only a kohen. That it can't be because we marbo taka the bialim also has to make tenufa, and that's what they do. They do it together. But korban of a makriv does not mean only a kohen because the bialim also does it. Therefore, makriv means to include the korban of a gerim, that when a ger brings a korban, it also has the mitzvah of tenufa. All right, we'll stop here.